The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-1 in conference play and 5-1 overall, and are receiving votes in both the AP and in the Amway coaches poll. Rutgers visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call to questions from the media.
Sure. I thought we had a good bye week, and got a little bit of a head start, doing a little bit more game plan specific work Sunday night when we came back to practice, and we're a morning team, and we've already been through our Tuesday practice, so I think we had a good day today as well. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Bob Baptist with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Kyle. I wanted, first of all, your defensive front has had a lot of success pressuring the quarterback this season. I wanted to ask you about Dave Malewski and what he brings to that group, maybe from tangibles and intangibles.
Yeah, David's you always hate to say this in the beginning because people think it's because he's not as good a football player as he is. David's an exceptional football player, but his intangibles, I think, far outweigh his athletic ability. He is one of those top 1% guys on the planet. He's been through 3 ACL surgeries, has come back from every one of them, has been healthy now for over a year, is really one of the leaders of our defense and one of the guys who sets the standard for toughness in our program.
And also, when I talked with Gary Nova yesterday, he said that the reason for the numbers he's put up this year is because he made a decision in the offseason to buy in and do things the right way this season. In your estimation, how is he a different player this year than he was in the past?
I think one of the things that probably people don't realize when they're seeing Gary for the first time is, you know, Gary's had 4 coordinators in 4 years, and that's never ideal for the progress of a quarterback. Gary's played a lot of really good football for us over his career. I think this year has probably been his most consistent year, and even with the setback we had against PSU a few weeks back, he's come back stronger from that every week since, and probably had his best performance 2 weeks ago when we played Michigan. So I think he's learned a lot every step of the way. I think he's probably got a stronger relationship with Ralph Friesen than he has any of the previous coordinators, and I think Ralph's really been the perfect guy to help Gary take his game to the next level.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Kyle. When Braxton Miller went down, a lot of people thought Ohio State's offense would certainly suffer a little bit. That hasn't been the case. From your vantage point, what do you see that's enabled Ohio State's offense to do so well, and what's your challenge in stopping it?
I think the answer to both those questions is probably the same. You know, they've got so many weapons on the field, you know, 6 receivers with 6 significant statistics, 2 tight ends, 3 running backs. So they've got a lot of weapons. It's not an offense where you can go in the game and say, okay, we have to stop the quarterback and we're going to be okay. They really make you defend the width and depth of the field when they're on offense. And certainly JT Barrett has gotten better every game that he's been in there. And that's what you would expect from a young player. And, you know, he gets an opportunity to play, and if he's the right kind of person, which it looks like he is, he's taking that experience that he's gaining and he's using it going forward, and he's becoming a better player.
And on another note, I saw it written that if you come into Columbus and beat Ohio State, that might be the biggest win in Rutgers history. How big a win would it be?
I don't know if I'm the person to comment. There's probably a lot of people out there who know a lot more about the history of Rutgers football. Since we're the birthplace of college football, we've been playing for a long time, and we've had a lot of special wins. I think, you know, this is a great challenge for our program, an opportunity to be 1-0 in the Big Ten Conference this week. And that, to me, is really the only motivation I need and the only thing that matters. You know, we're trying to compete for a Big Ten Eastern Division Championship, and we're playing against another team that's trying to do the same thing. So the big picture of thinking, that's really not in our sights right now. We're just focused on trying to be 1-0.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Flood, talk about Urban Meyer. What type of coach is he, and what does he bring to college football? I know he went from Utah to Florida to Ohio State. What does he mean for football in general?
Sure. Coach Meyer is one of the best in the business. Yeah, he's been successful everywhere he's been. He's won at the highest level, multiple national championships. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Meyer and what he's accomplished, and even more respect for the football team that I see on film that we're getting ready to play this week.
Yeah, talk about Ohio State. What do you see on film with their defense? Seem like their defense is a very good unit, and they really played havoc against Maryland a couple of weeks ago.
Sure. I think they've got one of the best players in the country. Joey Bosa is one of the best players at any position in the country. He's a tremendous, tremendous all-down defensive lineman, a disruptive guy, and if you don't account for him on every play with more than one blocker, it's going to be hard to move the ball down the field. That's not to take away from anybody else they have on defense, because I think they're very talented in a lot of areas. When I look at their team in general, what I would tell you is that it's a very physical football team. I think they play very physical up front on both sides of the ball. Coach Meyer has always recruited to have a very fast football team. I think you see that on film. But the reason it works is because of how physical they are up front.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.